tried to ride, did belong. She was built for sea, both safe and strong. Well rigged, well manned, well fit for sea. She's bound for New York in America. A cruel captain as we'd it find, left half of our provisions behind. A cruel captain, we understand, meant to starve us all for we made the land. Captain in his cabin lay, and a voice came to him and busted say, prepare yourself and company, tomorrow night you will lie with me. The captain woke in a terrible fright, it being the first watch of the night. Around his bosun he did call, to him related the story all. Bosun, said he, it grieves me heart to think I've acted the villain's part. Take what was not my lawful due, starve the company and ship's crew. There's one thing more I have to tell, when I in Waterford a town did dwell, killed me master, a merchant there, all for the sake of his lady fair. I killed me wife and children three, through that cursed jealousy, and on my servant I laid the blame, and was he all for the same. Captain, said he, if that be so, let none of your ship's crew know, but keep your secret within your breast, pray to God to give you rest. Early next morning a storm did rise, which our seamen did much surprise. The sea was over us fallen oft, and scarce a man on deck was left. And then the bosun he did declare that our captain was a murderer. It so enraged the whole ship's crew, they overboard their captain threw. Homeward did steer, the wind abated and calmed the sea, and we set sail to America. And when we came to anchor there, a good little ship for to repair, the people wondered much to see a poor distressed shipwrecked crew like